from Melbourne's mean streets.
You could say this was the murder we missed.
A story you'll have to hear to believe.
He said he was a 200-year-old vampire.
Why was Shankshatra's abbot gunned down before giving evidence?
Two men shot him down. It's a mystery within a mystery within a mystery.
Listen now to this untold true crime story from Adam Shand. The Trials of the Vampire at podcast1.com.au or download the app.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our catch-up podcast for the Hospital Research Home Lottery, 104.7 Triple M.
Oh, the week has flown by, Roo. It's Friday and it'll be 22 degrees today. Can you believe it?
September the 1st, springtime, yes, all of that. Beautiful. Didn't need a jumper or a jacket this morning. No. It was delicious.
Very nice. Hey, was it, Bruce? Now, I see where it's going to be 33 in Perth today. Doesn't their weather normally come this way?
33?
33 in Perth today.
Sure?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, I just made it up. Sorry.
It went from 16 to 33, did it, in a day?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a change.
You doubting me?
A little bit. I'm with you. I'll check, but I'm with you. All right?
But that weather does come over here, doesn't it?
Most of the time. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can come from the north dits and
yes.
all of that.
Yeah.
Big show, though, today. Week that was. We always love having that on Fridays. Lawrence Mooney joining us today. James Brayshaw is going to join us. He's commentating the EJ Witten game tonight. Bit of footy on in Melbourne if you need your little
fix. Is that on tonight?
Pretty sure it is, yeah.
Okay. I was wondering, weekend without footy?
Yeah, so you got that on. You got the slowdown on Sunday as well, did you?
Beautiful.
Father's Day. Down.
You didn't make the side, apparently.
No, not quite. Got dropped.
Jeez, you're out of favour.
Yeah, that's right. Ken Hinckley's going to join us today. Speaking of footy, he's going to join us today.
Yeah, he's footy,
nice
Roo. No, that's
good. Well, I was going to say
something. Coach is Port Adelaide, Roo.
I was going to say something bad about you, but I thought I wouldn't because you're always blooming with him.
Oh,
I'm surprised he even wants to come on.
This is the one goat theory, all right? Like we had one little spat.
It was a big billy goat, too.
Yeah, I know, but we've kissed and made up, and now we're on track, and he's doing a great job.
All right.
Because I reckon we faltered a bit during the season. And he's
Wait,
got
when
his,
did you falter?
Oh, there was the odd result. I was seeing people kept saying, oh, you haven't beaten anyone, but
you still haven't.
He's got us playing, you're about to. He's got
that's
us playing
it. In finals
at the right time. That's right.
Hey, that's why you got Darren Burgess back.
Yeah, he flew back from Arsenal. Yeah.
Beautiful.
But, look, he's got us playing good footy at the right time.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
What counts.
It does count. It's maybe they can win a flag. Be good if one of our sides could win a flag to get us up and about here in SA. So we've got a big show. Greg Blewett's going to join us as well because Triple M has got the cricket on this year.
If you remember last summer, to me it was a real revelation, and I don't mind admitting, I mean, we work here at Triple M, and I thought, oh, gee, are we doing the right thing here, you know? But it was brilliant. I was just glued to the radio all summer. Kerry O'Keefe. You know, Mick Molloy calling cricket. It was fantastic.
Chris
it was
just Dittmar. Different.
No, I didn't get it. I'm not in it.
You were last year, though, weren't you?
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I got axed at the last minute.
That's what... Oh, full touch, did you?
Not required. I was emergency. Oh, I'm glad that's funny. So you were listening in there intently. Which part of my commentary did you like, Roo?
Your detail on spin bowling was incredible.
Thanks. Anyway, the Ashes is coming up, and Triple M minus Chris Dittmar will be all over it. All right, it's ruined it's
so
for breakfast.
Made some tough calls then, didn't they?
Ruined it's for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
6:10. Ruined it's for breakfast. Look to everyone listening through Triple M in Perth this morning.
Yep, that'll be heaps.
It's actually, 16 today in Perth.
Might be some people heading to Perth.
16 today in Perth. Yeah, if you're flying out to Perth.
Don't tell me though, Roo.
And you've just got your suitcase out and you're taking out all your jumpers and all of your tracks and put them back in.
Just put your singlet tops back away.
Yeah. It's not 33 in Perth today.
Hey, sorry.
No. I might have been. Listen, can I blame who told me?
Wrong.
In doing research for this program every morning, something that's foreign to you, I drive in every morning, flicking around radio stations, getting information, what's breaking news. And some
listen to the right bloody
idiot said it'll be 33 in Perth today. So, of course, I've gone with it and I should check my sources.
Yeah, I've got a bit of a history of making some big calls lately.
Like what?
Well, we could dig up the old
A few things that popped out. We might do that a little bit
later.
Get
to what's making news. Right? What's making news around the place?
Dustin Martin staying at Tigerland. Mick Molloy, he would not have been to bed last night if he's stoked.
He was on the front bar, but he was watching the Channel 9 footy show.
At $11 million on the table for 7 years at North Melbourne. Would have been the biggest deal in AFL, VFL history.
Wow.
Bigger than Buddy Franklin. He signed for $9 million for 7 years, my mail is. Some people are saying it's $8 million for 7 years. He's loyal and he's done the right thing because they've looked after him.
Yeah, I kind of felt like I was cheating on a girlfriend or something. It was weird, but the Richmond Football Club, they've been great to me and we're on an incredible journey together, and I've just got such great relationships at that football club, and I think
it's still $2 million though.
Yeah, hopefully I can make it up somehow.
I think that referred to the fact that he went and met with North Melbourne and maybe some other clubs, and he felt like he was cheating.
Did you say he was loyal? I'd be loyal for $11 million. What do you mean he's loyal?
He stayed at Richmond. He had $2 million more on the table.
After he met everyone else and then went, okay, $8 million over 7 years, I'll take that.
Yeah. Well, that's not loyal staying there or he's knocking back $2 million or?
Well, possibly, but I don't know how loyal it is. I don't know if it's the most loyal thing I've ever heard in my life, but
well, he could.
It's about the money. He's shopped himself around. And got the
he's
money
got
up
a
and up
fair
up.
Deal, and he's knocked back $2 million extra.
I'm
and
just
he's
saying
staying...
it's easy to be loyal when you get $8 million, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's easy to leave if you get offered 11 too, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay.
He also had a little bit more to say.
Yeah, I certainly thought about it. It was a stressful year, believe it or not. I was kind of wrestling with myself, and so yeah, the relationships I got there are far more important. You've got to make the most out of your football career while you can. So you know, with Ralph and my dad and people close to me, you know, there was plenty of conversations, but yeah, in the end, as I said, Richmond's home to me.
Rue, did you see his father on the footy show last night? Look, I didn't see any of it. How did he perform?
Look, he was a bit emotional about it. He wasn't comfortable being on TV. I sort of felt for him a little bit being on TV, but I think the reason he was on TV is because Channel 9 paid a lot of money to get him on, and he's been in the courts trying to get
fight his extradition or something.
Trying to get back for either the Brownlow or a couple of times to see Dusty or to even come back and live here. And there's rumours going around that Channel 9 paid $250,000 to all the high court costs that Shane Martin has got for trying to get him back here. I don't know if that's true or not. $50,000 would be a hell of a lot for a TV interview.
Yeah.
As you could understand.
Considering you got a pint of Carlton draft.
I got three pints of Carlton draft.
Was it? To go on the front bar.
So that's the story getting around, but I can understand if he did go on there, if he got offered that much money. But Dusty handled himself really well, and good luck, and see if he can play good footy for 7 years.
He seems to be a lad that shuns the limelight. He
hates the limelight. Yeah. He's very... Yeah, he's not that sort of bloke, and comes across quite well the way he handles himself.
Now, you mentioned the Lance Franklin deal. We know Kurt Tippett's deal before, and you're saying this is the biggest now.
Would have been if he signed for North Melbourne, but he stayed loyal.
Okay, so is he in that echelon? Do you rate him that high that you would pay that much for
him? Well, the salary cap's gone up 20% since Buddy did that deal.
Okay,
so
that changes it.
Changes it a bit, but he's up there with Danger for the best midfielders in the comp, I think. And he's had a great year, and he should win the Brownlow, and his best footy is probably in front of him. He's 26, so I think he's got a few good years left.
All right, Rue, moving on. When we knock off here at about 9:05 this morning, what time are you getting down there to Wavell?
Wavell?
Yeah, six kids in the car and...
they got school today.
Oh, have they?
Yes.
It's not show day?
No.
So what day are you taking them? Rashudo kids, if you're listening, what day is Daddy taking you
Dad
down?
Dad doesn't go to the show.
Oh, really?
Dad doesn't really enjoy it too much.
Right, it's not about Dad, though.
I don't know, it's not. But if Dad wants to be a good dad, he delegates that role.
Right.
And that's what Nan and Pop some friends, Wag, could go with Sarah and look after a couple of them there.
Yeah, look, good luck to everyone going down to the show today.
Have a great day. And
it's a
big
part of
weather for it.
Yeah. Big part of South Australia. It's fantastic.
Bit of rain around Saturday, Sunday, though, Dits.
All right. We'll
is that what your
there.
Weatherman said?
Yeah, get down there today. Same bloke that told me it's 33 in Perth today.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. All right, that's what's making news around the place. Coming up not far away from the week that was, all of the highlights here on the, and there have been plenty of them too. A few lowlights thrown in.
Plenty.
Yeah, plenty of those. All right, Ruined It's here on Triple M thanks to the Hospital Research Home Lottery.
Ruined It's for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
12 degrees at the moment, 22 today, mostly sunny.
Beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Yep, good stuff, and a very good time to get one of our funniest men that joins us on radio, Lawrence Mooney, to join us. Good morning, Moon.
Morning, Roo. Good morning, Dip. Morning, Adelaide. I am shivering in my shaving coat at a chilly 4 degrees over here.
It's not an image I want, really.
In the swamp? Yeah, I've just got to keep... Oh, it's fallen open.
How are you, Moon? Keep your legs crossed, please.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
How are you, Moons?
I'm as good as got. Remarkable for a Friday morning. Not dusty. That's right.
Oh, dusty. That leads us in beautifully.
On the footy show last night, which you would have been watching. You watch the footy show, don't you, guys?
Yes.
They've actually borrowed from you. Big Mal Turnbull made his appearance on the footy show. His debut last night.
You kidding?
Really?
Phoned in and had a bit to say. So, look out. The footy show's after Big Mal Turnbull.
Wow.
You guys are kingmakers.
We've created a monster. We have.
Yep. So, what were they on? Getting you on there to try and get Dusty's old man into Australia?
That's right. To clear the papers. I thought it was... I think it was very touching. And I was quite moved last night. When a man with heavily tattooed hands tears up, you think, oh, he's just a big softy. I'm sure he's been deported because of, you know,
he
obviously done something very naughty, maybe just someone's face. But look at the big guy. He's shedding a tear. It was actually a really lovely interview with Dustin Martin and his father last night. And his father gave a little insight into the boy that is Dustin Martin. He said, my son... needs comfort and he needs security. He's actually a shy boy, and Richmond have given him a home. And he went out to, he singled out Trent Cotchin. He said, Trent Cotchin's been just such a good friend to him. He's a really good kid. So if Trent gets in any trouble, he's got a big guardian there in Dusty's dad.
I'd say as of yesterday, they've given him several homes.
Well, yeah, he had this kind of very stripy suntan too. That's a jail joke.
Yeah,
anyway,
gotcha.
I was right. Last week I gave you the good oil right here on Triple M and said that Dusty is staying at Richmond because I had news of the happy birthday text. Remember that?
Exactly.
Yes.
One of a friend of a friend of a friend of a young girl that Dusty knows, and he's playing at Richmond. So there you go, guys.
Didn't sound like he was ever leaving, really, when you listen to him about what Richmond had done for him and what he'd felt. So good luck to him, and good luck for the Tigers. And
Ralphie Carr just did a lovely number of shopping around a little bit and pushing the price up, I think.
Yeah,
Rude. So yeah, that's great stuff.
Just a little slip of the tongue that went through to the keeper unnoticed. You might have blown Big Mal's cover. You said, "Oh, so they wanted you on." The footy show. It's not Lawrence, it's Big Mal.
No, I didn't mean that.
Theatrical curtain.
Correct. Thank you. Smoke and mirrors that we try and employ. Employ. Now,
we've exposed the trick.
I know. Some inappropriate behaviour. What can you tell us?
Well, I had a neighbour over for dinner. Big Cam walks past my place. He's just been diagnosed with Parkinson's. He shuffles past. He's 78, and he's a guy that's obviously lived a life. And I think for men of his ilk, when they get to the point where their body's breaking down, it really frustrates them. You know, he was a rower for Geelong Grammar, and he's had plenty of ladies over his journey. Anyway, I said, hey, young man, he goes, oh, no good. There's no place for me in the world. Nobody wants me to see me in a bar or a restaurant. And he was grumbling. And I said, well, why don't you come over for dinner? This is last Saturday. I said, why don't you come over for dinner Sunday night? We'll have some wines. We'll get married. And, you know, the girls will be coming back from the footy. It was Tigers versus Saints. So Lou comes home with a friend of hers, Alita, a little Italian girl, beautiful Alita, works in the Melbourne fashion industry and is very well endowed, has got big boobs. They can't be missed. anyway, they come home and Cam's like, this is great, beautiful women, wine, the food's delicious, we're having a great time. Anyway, pop out the front from a dart away from the children. And Cam goes, you know, he's talking about his career at the Tasmanian Tourist Bureau. And he goes, you know what, Alita, I have very special powers. And he puts his smoke down. He goes, I always used to do this at conferences. Now, you just relax. Oh, here we go. Oh. He goes, I can make a woman's breasts move without touching them. No. That old one. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's not. And he goes, now, all you have to do is relax. I concentrate. I can make a woman's breasts move without touching them. Then just steps forward, takes two big handfuls, and just goes, I failed.
Oh, no. Now, did he get away with it?
No.
I lost the use of my legs. I just dropped to my knees. I was laughing that hard. It's like, oh, my God.
So she hasn't obviously seen that one coming before.
Well, I think she just played along to let him just have a grow. And she goes, oh, yeah, good one, Cam. And I just thought, you know, because that just... You couldn't even set up that joke anymore, let alone execute it. I thought, that is a salute to the 70s. Well done, mate. But he was raped. He goes, they never see it coming. I said, I reckon she did, Cam. We all see it coming.
Hey, Moon Man, we got to go. Sorry, we've run out of time, mate. We'll talk again next week.
Lovely. All right, have a great weekend, everyone.
Lawrence Mooney, and don't try that joke at home.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Friday, Roo, we love this segment, don't we?
Yeah, we do. The week that was.
Welcome aboard. The top five things we've learned on Ruined Dits this week.
Number five, we learnt it's been a bad couple of weeks for pets in the Ricciuto household. First with the family dog.
So Sarah's had a dog for ages, the whole time I've met her. I'd sort of said to her last few months that might be time to take Nellie up to Wakery and, you know, not come back sort of thing.
If Roo asks you to go to Wakery with him, politely decline. You may not come back. Anyway, unfortunately, Nellie took a trip to the vet.
Sarah, she's bawling.
Oh, no.
I've just put her down and And I said, where is it at the vet? And she goes, no, it's sitting on my lap.
Oh, what?
I said, I'll bury it on the weekend. She goes, no, you can't bury it on the weekend. You got to, you know, you have to do it tonight. I said, no, just put it in the freezer. That's what they do with bodies and stuff like that.
So you're happy to put it in the freezer, what, next to tomorrow night's dinner or something? Like that? That's one question I've got for you.
Dad, can I have an ice cream?
Your thing.
So first it was Nellie, then it was the family cat.
I'm sitting on the plane. I said, Sarah's ringing. I can't answer this. We're just about to take off. She texts back. Blue, the cat's dead. So I said, oh, I'll sort it out when I get back. So
put it in the freezer.
Kids come home from school. We've had to tell the kids the cat's dead. And you just watch one of them go down and then the next one goes down. They're bawling and crying and everyone's crying. And then Sarah passed me the vet bill and I had a look at that. Then I started crying and we're all crying. $1,300 I got charged to put the bloody cat down. Somebody's
crying. And to think, you could have just taken that cat for a walk in Wakery for nothing. Number three, still on the subject of pets, we learned Chris Dittmar's dog is a full paid-up member at Port Adelaide.
Jeez. Is Billy upgraded his membership to Gold
He'll
Class?
Get it in the post soon.
Did he get a rug for winter?
Yeah. Gets a Guernsey. Got his little footy. In between goals when they
Someone's
go to ads.
Someone's going to get done for fraud
we
down there.
We kick the footy around.
They are ruthless buggers. You know how the kids get all the crows pack? Yeah. Do they get a dog pack? Or
yeah. What? The best bit I like is he gets a letter. Dear Billy. Like, I know he's a border collie. He's smart.
he's
but I feel like reading him saying, come on. He's not reading
bloody
it.
Food.
I handed him the letter and he just threw it in the bin. Screwed it up.
Number two. Dave from Glenelg called up for our Un-Australian segment.
What's Un-Australian in your life at the moment?
Returned home from the stores the other day, the shops with the groceries.
Yeah.
Took the eggs out and realised that someone had stolen an egg. Someone had stolen an egg from the supermarket.
You've got to be joking.
And do you reckon your eggs were
cracked? You've got to be yoking, did you say? You've got to be yoking.
You've got to be yoking.
And I said, exactly.
Good on you, Dave. Just got me there.
That's right. We learnt there's nothing more Australian than taking the piss out of our un-Australian segment. And the number one thing we learnt this week is that after appearing on Sunrise...
Hi, you saw me on Sunrise. Crikey.
Mick Molloy may need to speak to his lawyer.
I like Sunrise. I don't really care for the cash cow. I've done some filming with the cash cow. She's an absolute diva. It's like working with Mariah
Really?
Carey.
made some Taylor Swift-style complaints against me in a court of law.
Oh, no.
Reckons I accidentally brushed up against one of her six tits.
You know, it's hard not to look at him, isn't it?
Well, you start not to stare.
Nick Molloy, you're an utter disgrace.
The top five things we've learned on Ruined It's this week.
Another Luke eventful
Sammy.
Week.
Yeah. Well,
Sammy Morrison.
Sam. Very good.
Soundo here puts that together, does a great job.
He does.
104.7 Triple M.
You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious.
Ah! Pressure point. Pressure point.
Ruined It's $1,000 pressure test.
Oh, Roo, we've been a bit slack lately. We haven't given this money away for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but the bank account was dry, Ditch. You remember that?
Yeah.
But
all right. Today's the day.
There's cash back in it.
Come on.
Let's give it away. Let's go to where we're going to here.
I don't know. Josh. Good morning, Josh.
Hey, how are we, boys?
What suburb do you live in, Josh?
Burton.
Burton. Oh, yeah.
According to where you live in Furton.
Must be near Furton somewhere.
Yeah, no. It's a list that we have down here.
Yeah, good on you, Josh. Are you going well anyway, mate?
Yeah. It wasn't Barton because it would be farting. Yeah.
What are you up to today, Josh?
Work, actually, mate.
Josh. Let's go to Modbury Heights. G'day, Dan.
G'day, guys. How are you?
What are you up to today?
I'm not doing what the last caller said. I'm going to do a little bit of electrical maintenance today.
Right, a little bit of electrical maintenance for what sort of things do you do that for?
I do it on high voltage, mate.
High voltage.
Yeah, the dangerous stuff.
Didn't know we had any left in South Australia.
Get paid accordingly?
Get paid pretty well, yeah.
Good on you, mate. All right, well, listen to Dits and you might get paid a little bit more.
All right.
Fingers crossed.
First day of the Adelaide show today. Give us 10 show bags.
Birdie Beetle, Kit Kat, Smarties, My Little Pony, Paw Patrol, Crows, Port Adelaide, Mars Bar, Snickers, Cadbury, Charlesworth Nuts.
Quick.
Aero Bar, M&M's.
Ooh, I have to check the catalogue.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Ten.
Yeah.
Good on you, mate. $1,000 coming your way, buddy. Well done.
Good on you, Dan.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Now, Dan, are you going to the Royal Show at all?
Yeah, I'll be taking my daughter next week. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. You're a good dad. We'll give you a double to get in as well. Okay.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks so much.
How old's your daughter, Dan?
She is 5.
Oh, she'll have a great time. Beautiful. Well done. Good on you, Dan.
She will. Thank you.
Well done.
Good on. He's a good dad.
Now, poor Josh. I feel sorry. It's a hard rule. I feel sorry for these, but we've got to explain. We need you to come on and not give us the stock standard. Oh, yeah, I'm off to work.
You can't do that. You've got to explain.
Give us a story.
What
we need a story, please.
So we don't have to go back and say, what do you actually do for work?
That's right.
See, it's called, just waste time.
It's called word economy.
What we're doing now.
All right.
Hi, I'm Mark Boris. Every single day in Australia, people are busting their guts and starting and running their own businesses. It's a big deal. 60% of Australians are hired by small to medium-sized business owners. These guys are doing their bit, buying stock, hiring people, and paying their taxes. So what is it like to start your own business? How do you go from just running a business on the side after work to owning something much bigger? How do you make it your future? Join me on The Mentor, a weekly show on Podcast One where I speak to Aussie business owners who are working through just that. I find out what makes them tick, I help them work out their next steps for their growth and for their future.
The Mentor with Mark Burris. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Triple M.
Hey, Roo, yesterday we had a discussion that I sort of put my foot in a little bit because I didn't realise we're promoting this tour, but
which tour?
Roger Waters, Pink Floyd.
Yeah. You said you were a big Pink Floyd fan yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah. I said if you're having trouble sleeping, go and see Roger Waters.
Exactly.
Have a listen.
Yeah,
here's an example of it. I mean, for God's sake, Roger, beef it up a bit. This is how it goes for hours. You listen to one of their albums, you just get
you know.
It's a beautiful song.
A couple of hours of that. It's not exactly AC/DC, is it?
It's no AC/DC.
Anyway, that'll do. Thanks, Mel. The button pushed.
What about
right.
the song so, you bloody like? No, but, Disturbed or whatever that song was.
Oh, that's magnificent.
That, oh, that put you to... Sounds of silence. Start crying and sounds bloody hating the world a classic. We live in.
But the thing about what I was alluding to is that when I got off air yesterday, as usual, I copped a fair bit of abuse because everyone loves Pink Floyd. Whenever we have the best 100 albums of all time or yeah. the best song of all time, any of those things, Pink Floyd comes out number one. So clearly a lot of people do like Pink Floyd, yeah. right? So I apologise.
Not always everyone agrees with your dits, do they?
Really?
Not always. Not nearly, but...
You're kidding.
I'm just surprised a little bit. But...
Anyway.
No, that's and
then
right.
we got discussing the things, because it's quite amazing. The stuff that, you know, the whole world loves and you just don't get.
Mm.
Now, for example, I've got another one. See, I've never, ever... watched an episode of Seinfeld.
Oh, see, you'd like it. You'd love having a laugh.
Nah, but when I've... What it is, I find him so annoying.
Who?
When Jerry Seinfeld. I do not find him funny.
The others are really funny too. So I'm not big on Jerry himself either, but I love listening to the other characters in there. Kramer and those sort of blokes.
Right.
They're funny.
So I never got that far. I used to look him standing up on stage doing his stand-up.
Give it a second chance.
Really?
Yeah, put some Pink Floyd on and put Seinfeld on.
I have to simultaneously? I'd line up on the edge of a cliff.
No, you got a big weekend coming up.
But, yeah, I'm clearly wrong because everyone, my wife, she can quote, yeah. And it's funny, we go around and have dinner once a week with our nephews. They can quote every line from every episode.
Yeah, I haven't watched heaps of it, but when I have watched it, it is pretty easy to get a laugh out of it.
Another one I've never, ever seen, one episode of, Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I've
And this is massive, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that's...
I've
that's
never seen...
Breaking Bad. I've never seen that. Everyone reckoned that was good. I've never watched any of the Star Wars ones, movies.
Not one.
But some people think you're queer when you say that.
Yeah.
Mm. That happens, mate, doesn't
it?
No,
I haven't seen Star
Wars. Can't do everything
it?
All the
Gee,
time.
It is going to be a big weekend. How are we going to cram all this in?
Well, there's no footy on.
Ah, good point. This
no
is the
real
weekend
footy.
To do it.
Got the EJ Whitten and all that, as
yeah.
we said.
I suppose we've got a few months coming up after September to cram all of this in.
We'd be due for some holidays soon. Yeah. We've done a few weeks in a row.
And the final one, I don't like Sav Blanc either.
Oh, ball dust.
Righto.
You gave that a few goes.
Look, I'm persisting. I'm persisting.
Ruin Dits for breakfast on 104.7 Triple M.
Roo, bye this weekend. Port Adelaide take on West Coast in a knockout final Saturday week.
It's going to be huge. And as we welcome Ken Hinckley to the show, I think we say a big congratulations, Ken. Well done.
Well done, Ken.
Thanks, boys. Yeah, it's been a nice long season, but a strong season thus far for the boys, and hopefully plenty more to go.
You had a bit of pressure on you from last year. You missed the finals twice. A lot of talk about Koshy saying you've got to make the finals there'll be trouble. Did you feel the pressure at all, Ken? I suppose you have to, really, if you miss for a couple of years.
I was going to say no and lie to you boys, but that's not right. So, yeah, no, you do feel pressure. There's no doubt about that. It's performance pressure for everyone in any way of life is always there. You have performance pressure, obviously, yourselves. So everyone likes to be better than they were in the past. And hopefully for us, we were able to do that this year. And, you know, as a club, we're really proud of the way we've responded.
What do you think's the key to the turnaround, Ken? What do you reckon's the number one most important change you've made from last year to this year, other than Paddy Ryder playing?
Look, we've made a significant game style change, Roo, and I think that's been really important for us. You know, we've become a little less damaging to ourselves, I think, at times, and you know, we've been able to maintain a bit more composure when we've left our back 50, where we haven't been as aggressive as we perhaps were in the past.
Yep.
You know, that's resulted in our turnover score against, you know, I think we had the lead in the league in that at the end of 23 rounds. So,
yep.
You know, we've obviously made a significant change and we've got that result from it, which has allowed us then obviously to defend so well. And then, you know, we're, I think, second against for points and second four for points. So we've got the balance right.
Yep. Mm. Ken, no doubt Paddy Ryder's had a great season and fantastic to see him get his blazer this week. We know Robbie Gray's a star, but I think Port fans are just loving Charlie Dixon. Gee, hasn't he just become a real favourite? And the stuff he does, if he doesn't take the mark, gee, he's brutal, isn't he? He just wants the ball. He's so hungry.
Yeah, he's not a bad buy now, is he?
Yeah.
We got plenty of pressure for him not being such a great get for early parts of last year, and we're really proud of what Charlie's done. And, you know, along with him and Paddy, look, there's no doubt that the two big boys, and Tommy Jones down back, I think, Now, our three, we have got a really important person in each area of the ground that's been significant for other players to play off. And, you know, Charlie is one of those three that's done really well.
Cam, what about Dougal Howard? When he burst onto the scene, I remember the game in Alice Springs where he played up forward, played a bit in the ruck, and you remember that night he burst out of a pack and sprinted away and kicked a goal, and you thought, crikey, this tall lad that can run like the wind. And now you're playing him, you know, centre-half back or in defence. Is that where he's going to be?
Yeah, it's interesting, because we're probably not sure ourselves just yet, to be fair, because he's come off the knee, Rico. So we certainly put him back at the start of this year, knowing that his knee was, you know, he was recovering from that, and we thought it would be easier for him to get back into the game. And he went back, he played back in the sample, went really well. We pushed him forward, and he had a couple of really good games as a forward. And we thought, yeah, OK, he's OK. But then he sort of lost his way in the sample as a forward. As soon as we put him down back again, he got going again. And then, obviously, in the AFL team, he's come in and played really well there. Look, I think with his speed, his weapon suggests that he can play forward, but it's going to be hard to move him from the back line at the moment.
Yep.
Playing the ruck too. Didn't you play him as a ruck when he first came in? Yep. So he's, you know, get too many plays, just waiting in the wings to take over from the Hoff, isn't he? Mm. What about Jackson Trengo? If he comes on Triple M and he's fantastic on here. He's always got a story to tell and a laugh to have, but he was a bit down in the dumps a couple of weeks ago, Ken, and you'd know that more than anyone, and I'm sure he would have looked at you like he wanted to grab you by the throat when you told him he wasn't going to be playing. But I tell you what, has he done the right thing by going back to the SNFL and just being dominant back there?
Yeah, look, he has. He's a man. We all know what Jacko's like. Look, I love him. He's a fantastic person to be involved with your football club. We've made some change, you know, based on we weren't quite getting what we needed from Jacko in that role. We thought there may be some upside if we were to, you know, if we brought a Marshall in and give Marshall some opportunities, and, you know, Johnson as well. But Jacko couldn't have done any more. He's put himself back right in the picture. He's going to play again in the sample this weekend. And, you know, we won't make any selection choices and noises until at least next Tuesday, Wednesday. We'll see what the West Coast look like and, you know, make some decisions off there.
I'm sure you've
pleased with the way we're playing.
Yep.
And I'm probably in the mode of not wanting to change too much, but Jacko's, if there's a change to be made, I reckon Jacko's holding the ace at the moment himself.
Do you remember McGovern's been pretty dangerous? I reckon he could do a negating role on him, like you got him to do on Alex Rance, and did a pretty good job for most of that game as well. So he'd be a chance to come back in.
What about... Ken, go on.
No, I was going to say, yeah, he's done some great jobs for us, and he's an important part of our football club. And, you know, as I said before, we love what he brings. He understands, he's a man. He handles the conversation.
All right. You've just said you might be reluctant to change, but in September, probably need a bit of pace if we get the good weather coming in. Jarman Impey, how close will he be?
Yeah, look, he's you know, both him and Jacko, they live together and they're great mates. And
they live together, do they?
Bloody hell.
Depressing, yeah? With a little bit of emotional upsetting at the moment, but they both, you know, again, both boys give everything they've got. When you come see them at the club, they train the way they're going about it, the way they're playing in the Magpies. They're doing everything they can to be a part of the team, and they will continue to do that. And I would never say that neither of those boys will give up on us. There's no chance of that. They'll give everything they've got. You know, you said Jars' speed he's brought to the team is really important. Johnson's brought an enormous amount of speed to the team, and I think Jakey needs playing football at the highest level he's ever played at in my time. So, you know, there's some good reasons for him not to be in the team, and that's the form of the other boys.
Ken, congratulations on getting him back in the finals. There has been a lot of pressure on. You've handled it brilliantly. Port are playing their best footy at the right time of the year, and with all those kids that we mentioned and plus the other ones in the SNFL, Port Adelaide supporters should be very happy and very confident that you've got sustained success coming up for many years to come. So good luck, and let's hope both sides can have a ripping September.
Good on you, boys. All the best.
Good on you, Ken. There he is, Ken Hinckley, the coach of Port Adelaide, and sounds pretty relaxed, but he can have a few days off at the moment. Well, I'm sure it's all on his mind.
He ain't having days off at the moment. He would be just looking and analysing the West Coast Eagles very, very closely at the moment. That's going to be a cracking game. The Eagles are going to come over here with really nothing to lose. They didn't think they were playing finals last week.
No.
But they're going to run into Port Adelaide in full flight. It's going to be a cracking game.
Ruin Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
We're running a bit late. So
we are running a bit late, but...
let's move on.
Not quite. Do you mislead people on this show sometimes?
What do you mean?
Well, you've come in with...
That's a hell of a thing to say.
You come in with information. I don't know where you get it from sometimes, and then you're that stubborn, you never say you're wrong. Let's have a listen to this, what happened this morning.
Now, I see where it's going to be 33 in Perth today. Doesn't their weather normally come this way?
33
in Perth today.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, I just made it up. Sorry.
It went from 16 to 33, did it, in a day?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a change.
You doubting me?
A little bit. So that happened at about...
So what's your problem?
6:10. And you nearly killed me with your eyes. Are you doubting me? Mm. And I was doubting you a little bit because I did see the weather yesterday. And then we found out this.
Perth 13 with a high of just 16 today. Showers as well for the west.
Who's that?
Play that again, thanks, Mel.
Perth 13 with a high of just 16 today.
Just one more time, thanks, Mel.
For the west.
Oh, come on.
Just one more
Perth
time.
Perth 13 all with right. a high of just 16 today. Showers as well
so
for the west.
What's your point?
Right, so you said when I doubted you, you blamed the ABC for it. So you still couldn't say that you got it wrong. You said, well, I heard it on the ABC. Just one more time, Mel.
Perth 13 with a high of just 16
Perth
today. Showers as well for the west.
13 with a top of 16. All right. A little bit different to 33.
Well, someone told me it was going to be 33 in Perth.
I was... I was not exactly right. You mean you were wrong?
Listen.
Just try.
Someone gave me...
Go on.
Someone gave me the wrong information.
No, they didn't.
They
did. Listen
Perth
to
13
it.
With a high of just 16 today. Showers as well for the west.
Nick, I do. Just try. Try for Kate. Kate's listening. Try.
I made a mistake.
No. What did I say? You're wrong,
I was
please.
Wrong.
Well done. And because I never made a mistake ever before on Triple M, but we might just add it to these couple dits, will we?
Chris Dittmar, esteemed radio journalist.
Ball dust.
Always early with the news.
Through, it would be bedlam down at North Terrace this morning. There will be people everywhere, lights flashing, sirens
hang
going
on,
off. First
on.
Morning of the new RAH. I'll bet there are people queuing up to get treated.
Maybe a little bit too early?
Good morning, boys. Believe it or not, not much. Absolutely nada. Like, who has a doctor's appointment at 6:40 a.m?
Everyone is his buddy.
Andrew Stocktail joins us. Andrew, good morning.
Hi, Dits.
Can I call you Stocky?
Yeah,
what do they call you, Andrew?
That was my old nickname.
Andrew Stocktail, my buddy, my pal.
He's very highly researched.
What is happening down at the Adelaide Oval tonight?
Well, it's actually tomorrow. I'm not sure if they're doing it for the game tonight. Definitely tomorrow night. The Oval's going to be lit up orange.
Dits, you should have quit while you're ahead.
So it's very, very rare.
No, well, that's not really rare. That's quite common. It's probably second only to Down syndrome.
Sam Johnson. Now, Sam, what other work have you done? What were you doing prior to Molly?
I've just been a general reprobate, really. I don't really act much.
And so did someone pluck you from obscurity because of your likeness to Molly? Is that how it happened?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I was basically on a train and someone tapped me on the shoulder.
Dits, Sam Johnson, you know, Gold Logie winner, acted in Secret Life of Us.
Samuel Johnson!
Despite all that, at least his math is in order.
Shut up! The foot is on the radio!
Open goal! Adelaide are in front!
Nearly.
They trail by 2 points.
8-6 is 2, Dits, but we know what you meant.
I'm no good at math.
Chris Dittmar, Adelaide Radio Royalty.
It's absolute bullshit. So I get the weather wrong in Perth once, and
once.
I cop that barrage.
Once. Anyway, we just thought we'd have a laugh at your expense, and your lovely wife has texted through again and said he can't say it. He never has been able to say it, so he always finds another angle to blame. Good on you, Roo. Well done. Thanks, Kate.
Yeah. I was not exactly right.
Ruined Dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Roo, last summer, Triple M, our bosses here, took a real punt and said, right, we're going to call Test cricket. And we weren't sure how it would go. Well, it was an overwhelming success.
That was brilliant.
To hear people like Mick Molloy and Lawrence Mooney calling cricket, it was just something else, wasn't it?
Put a different slant on
it. It was brilliant.
I was up the river listening to it while you're cruising around in the boat skiing. You got cricket on in the background on Triple M, and absolutely perfect. And what a lineup they've got this year.
Wow, and we've got a new recruit.
Have we really?
Got him on the line now. Greg Blewett, morning, Bluey.
Good morning, boys.
Yeah.
Bluey.
Now, I don't know if you caught any of it last year, but it was superb because we got the ball-by-ball, the serious cricket, thrown in with a few laughs as well. And it was just a real different way to listen to Test cricket. It was brilliant.
Yeah, we listened to a little bit of it. I was involved with the Australian cricket team, so we couldn't listen to a lot of it in the rooms. But I saw a lot of the boys after play, and they were just having a lot of fun with it. And as you said, it was a great success. So we're really looking forward to this year, of course, with the Ashes. So it's going to be a massive year.
Jesus, falling apart since you left. We lost to Bangladesh.
Bloody hell. Well, no, it's a good time to talk cricket, isn't it? About 2 days after we lost to Bangladesh.
Hey, Bluey, we've lost our part of the bit of paper we've got with all the team members here that are on the Triple M for the cricket this year. Now, but what we have got is all their nicknames.
Yeah,
so can you just tell us who these people are? Skull.
Skull. Kerry O'Keefe.
Mm-hmm. Beefy.
Ian Botham.
Now, you're allowed to call him Beefy, or do you have to call him Sir Ian?
Nah, Sir Beef.
Sir Beef. Ish? Who's Ish?
Oh, Ish.
Actually, that might be Ish with the lady. Yeah. She was very good.
Yep.
Very good.
Yep.
Junior,
Mark War.
Righto.
I think I know who Gilly is.
Yeah, Gilly.
Yeah, Gilly's on board.
Right, Binger.
Binger, Brett Lee.
Brett Lee. Hads.
Brad Haddon. Brad Haddon. He did some last year, but he's taken over my job with the team. So.
Oh, he might be out. Okay. This is the one I'm interested in. Fruit Fly.
Who's Fruit Fly?
Fruit Fly. No, you got me there.
I haven't heard that one.
Okay.
Midge? Who's Midge?
Midge. Yeah, I don't know who Midge is either.
We might want to get to know the rest of the team.
We know who Dizzy is.
Yeah, we know Dizzy. Yeah. Hey, now, also, I see where Graham Swan, the former spinner, is going to be part of the team. Now, I didn't realise this, Bluey, but they actually say that when he was out on the field, he is quite a funny bloke.
Yeah, Swan, he's a great lad. He's got a real, dry sense of humour, a bit of a prankster. So, good to have him on board as well. Of course, the Poms are out, so he'll be a great addition to the team as well.
First Ashes test is up in Brisbane at the Gabba on November the 23. You've got Adelaide Oval with the second test on December the 2nd. Is that a day-nighter?
Yeah, day-nighter here in Adelaide.
Brilliant.
So that's been a huge success. So we'd be disappointed if we didn't win that one. And most of the games are, the first two or three days are already sold out, so it's going to be an amazing summer.
Gee, day-night test, that'll slow you down a bit, Bluey. You do your best work at night.
I've got to work, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
That will slow me down.
Hey, Bluey, we're looking forward to it. As I said, last summer was very successful, mate. Good luck, and we look forward to another big summer of cricket here on Triple M. Thanks for talking to us.
Good on you, boys. Can't wait.
Well done, Bluey. Greg Blewett. What an opening bat he was, Roo.
Yeah.
104.7 Triple M.
Now, Roo, our next guest just prostitutes himself around to the media outlets.
God.
Finished last year at the footy show on Channel 9, and then, 5 minutes later, Bob's up on Channel 7. I don't know, where will he be next? That's the question I ask.
Well, why don't we get him on and
let's
ask
get him on. James Brayshaw, good morning.
Wherever they want good talent, I guess. That's where you line up.
Yeah, right, eh? So you open the cupboard, you got the Channel 9 blazer there, you got a couple of Channel 9 ties. Now you got the 7 blazer and a 7 tie, and where will it be next?
Well, do you remember... Well, maybe you do. It depends how long your memory goes back. We actually worked together at Channel 7 for a fairly long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was just after you finished playing squash.
We put you in the draft.
You yourself were prostituting your ass around.
No. And we moved you on, from what I remember.
Well, we stopped having anything that I could cover. That was a bit of the problem.
Then they moved
Lost it. The cricket, lost the footy. Yeah. I was sort of sitting there going, well, I don't really know what I'm going to do from here on.
Bare. That's right. Now, tonight, the EJ Witten game, Bray, you are making a return to Channel 7. It's very exciting.
I know, and I'm looking forward to it enormously, actually. I've loved doing this game. I've done it many times when Nine had it. It's great fun. It's a great cause, obviously. We all know how important it is for men to take their health seriously. But, I just reckon it's a great fun game to do. Lots of the old boys running around and it gives you nice platforms to take the piss. But, as I say, the underscoring of it all is that it's a very, really, really good cause and a great message.
Have you done your research, Bray, on who's playing and how they're going to go?
Yeah, I'm a bit concerned, to be honest, about the All-Stars team.
Really?
Yeah, I look down that list. I see...
What's wrong with Danny Southern?
Well, I see Richard Champion going around again.
Oh, he just goes for the nightlife.
Pretty much there since day one. I thought after he slaughtered the national anthem, he'd never be welcome back. But he keeps finding his way back in. But Carl Langdon, last time I worked out, it was the sort of mid-90s, the last game of footy he played.
Martin Pike.
Adrian Fletcher, Troy Luff. I've got my concerns.
It's a good party team.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, exactly. They get that bit right.
Good tourists.
Look at the aggression there. You got Danny Southern, Martin Pike, Cameron Mooney. Yeah, those three just for starters.
Yeah,
Andrew
true,
McLeod's
having
a run around. That's good, Andrew McLeod.
Moons, oh, McLeod's a superstar, don't get me wrong. Moons is the only contemporary one of those three. Pikey, I last saw on a stop-go sign on a building site in South Yarra, and he was as wide as he was high. So I then look across at the Victorian team. I see Harvey, Dal Santo, Bartel.
All the pretty outside running boys. Eh?
What's that?
All the pretty outside runners.
Well, mate, these games, that's what it's about. Last bit of physical contact happened about 15 years ago when BT ran into Bill.
And the ground shook.
That's exactly right. They had to relay the turf.
Bray, what are North Melbourne going to do without getting their Dusty Martin?
Well, they're getting lots of money. That's what they are. They got that anyway because they wisely didn't overspend in those years they were in the finals. So they've got lots of money sort of there to build their list. And, look, they'll go to the draft this year. They'll get pick 4, which is, the highest pick they've had for about 10 years. So that'll be good. And 21, so they've got good armoury to sort of get a good look at the draft. Mate, if we want to be serious about this, I applaud any football club that tries to improve itself by getting better people in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everything is so even in footy now. The salary cap is so, even. The soft cap on footy spending is even. Everything is sort of policed. So the only way you can improve, everyone's facilities are good. So the only way you can improve is by getting better people into your place. So I applaud them for trying to do that. Apparently they went pretty close, but Dusty made the call to stay. That normally happens, but I'd be surprised if they didn't do it again, and good luck to them.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think his manager even said about a week before he made the decision he looked like he was going to go, but then couldn't make the big step, so they must have been close.
Just before you leave us, Bray, we've announced yesterday Triple M Cricket once again, and we had Greg Blewett on earlier this morning, so you've managed to get all your best mates a gig this year.
Yeah, Blewett's getting involved. Well, you talk about people who do the right thing after hours. there's a man who for a good 20 years has not been touched.
He makes Nick Kyrgios look like a saint.
Once the sun goes down, there are a few better reasonable operators.
Used to be.
He did say he's disappointed the Adelaide Test is a day-nighter because it's going to hold him up for a while.
No, we're very excited about that. We've got the great Kerry O'Keefe back again. There's Mark Waugh's going to be doing some stuff, Adam Gilchrist. So
it's a great lineup.
It's going to be fantastic.
Good on you, Bray. Have a great night tonight on Channel 7 with the EJ Witten game.
Hey, well done to the ratings, and I'm just waiting for that bottle of Grange because obviously all the crosses I do are where the real audience sort of spike happens. Yeah, so when's that coming?
Yeah. Very soon. It should be there mid-next week.
Yeah.
I've heard that from you two for a good 15 years.
Good on you, Bray.
Good on you, Bray. Good luck tonight.
James Brayshaw.
Ruined dits for breakfast. 104.7 Triple M.
Now, Roo, a couple of weeks ago, we had Dick Smith, one of the great Australian entrepreneurs and businessmen of our time, came on with his theory about our population. Let's have a listen.
Oh, I just want to see the numbers brought back to what they were in Paul Keating's time. That's about 70,000 a year, which is still incredibly generous. John Howard increased the immigration to 3 times to over 200,000 a year without any discussion with those who are most affected. We're now in a situation where real wages are going down, and other than the billionaires who have doubled their wealth in the last 5 years, most Aussies are worse off.
Yeah, Dick Smith was out spending $1 million of his own money trying to get Australia to cut their immigration policy. I was having a look on the internet yesterday, and Gerry Harvey was interviewed, and Gerry said that in the next century, so it's still a fair way away, Australia will be a country of 50 to 100 million people, an Asian country, he described it. He said, even if you wanted to stop immigration, you can't stop it. Because if you look at the countries around the world, we've got 1.3 billion Indians, 1.4 Chinese, lots of populated countries, and little old Australia down the bottom, a massive country with 25 to 30 million. Whether we want to stop it or not is not the point, because he said you won't be able to stop it. They want to come here.
Yeah. All right, let's get him on. It's a great pleasure for us this morning. Gerry Harvey, a very good morning to you.
Yeah, well, Dick thinks one way, and I love Dick. He's a great bloke. I've known him for 50 years. But sometimes I've just had to disagree with Dick. Unfortunately.
But reading the article, your theory, and I'm not being patronising, it does make sense. If you look from above, you said if you were God looking down on earth and, you know, there's over a billion people in one country and a billion people in another, and there's this little place like us, although we're big, but we're little because there's, what, 20-odd million. It does make sense that there is a population imbalance on planet Earth, isn't there?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what we think, probably, because we're not going to be here pretty soon. And and other people will be making these decisions, and the logic can't be, you can't escape the logic.
Going to need a few more Harvey Normans around, aren't we? If you're going
to... Well, I've got them in Asia now, okay? Yep. I've got 25 to 30 shops in Singapore, Malaysia, right? Trying to get a bit from there at the moment.
Yeah. What about moving forward? Do you have any theories on how we would house these people? I mean, I get the feeling that out in the middle, so our coastal area, we know there are big cities, but are we going to build, do you think, satellite cities in the middle of Australia?
Hang on, we're talking about building satellite cities on Mars.
Do you reckon we're away from or not?
If we can do it on Mars, you can do it at just north of Alice Springs.
Who's going to build one on Mars, Jerry?
What's his name? Musk.
Elon Musk.
Elon Musk.
He's Adelaide's favourite person at the moment. He's building a big battery here.
Yeah.
Well, Elon, unfortunately, probably won't make it in his lifetime. But there's nothing wrong with having the dream.
Yeah.
So, realistically, you've mentioned the figure 100 million. You think that's quite accurate, obviously?
Oh, it will be at least that. You know, if you're talking 100 years from now. When you start to look at the size of Australia and 100 million and there'll be 1.5 million in China, you'll say, we're underpopulated.
Mm. So both Dick and yourself are extremely intelligent men, both very successful. Why would you be so...
No, we're both very old men. We're not very intelligent.
I didn't want to say that. But, so why would you both be so far apart in your views on this? You're saying you're 100% certain and Dick's throwing a million of his own dollars at trying to... curb the immigration.
Does that mean I've got to spend a million too?
No. After yesterday, you probably spend a couple. You had a good result.
We had a record result, 650 million. You know the good thing?
Yeah.
We made 122 million before tax out of this country in places like New Zealand and Asia and Europe.
Yep.
So from our point of view, to be able to do that as an Australian company.
Yep.
And looking forward, again, not 100 years, 2 to 5 years, we're hoping to make over 200 million a year outside of Australia.
Brilliant.
So from our point of view, that's for Australian company to do that, I think's fantastic. And guess what?
What?
Not a media outlet talked about it. They talked about how, oh, we cut the dividend and our share price went down and something else and so on. It's all negative.
Yeah.
Jerry, so instead of pushing the positive button.
Yep.
Right? Our media. Oh, but except for you two.
Hey, I've got something else positive to ask. You got any fast race horses at the moment, Jerry?
Yeah. I've got... Do you know how many horses I'm sending to stud this year?
How many horses do you own?
Just listen to what I've got to say.
Oh, sorry.
Righto.
I've got 300 mares going to stud in New Zealand. I've got 300. Two horse studs in New Zealand. And I've got... 3 horse studs in Australia and I've got 200 mares going here. So I've got 500 mares going to stud. I want to be the biggest individual horse breeder in the world.
Right.
That sounds like a nightmare.
You need a few stallions then.
And there'll be more horses in Australia than there will be people, okay?
More mouths to feed.
But listen, horses are nicer than people. Don't forget that.
Unless you're behind them.
Jerry, thanks so much for joining us. We know that you are ultra busy. It's very nice of you to take our call. And an interesting theory that, the way you see the world population, I think a lot of people agree with you, no doubt about it.
Hang on a second. That's only if you're God looking down, okay?
Yeah, right.
Let's pretend we're God just for a second. Okay.
All right. No worries. All right.
Good
thanks,
on you, Jerry. Thanks for your time.
See you, fellas.
Good there on you, go, mate. Jerry Bye. Harvey. Interesting theory, Roo.
Absolutely. And you can understand it totally.
Don't miss a minute of Ruined It's for Breakfast on our catch-up podcast for the Hospital Research Home Lottery. 104.7 Triple M.